The next patient is Thais Larrazábal. The last name is L, like in Lima, A-R-R-A, Z like in Zulu, A, B like in boy, A-L. First name, T like in tango, H like in hotel, A like in alpha, I like in India, S like in Sierra. Thais Larrazábal. This is a clinical case of a 50-year-old Hispanic female that was initially admitted to Carle, C-A-R-L-E, hospital in Chicago, Illinois, after admission for COVID-19 infection, and she was found in acute renal failure that required renal replacement therapy. Period. The workup include the renal biopsy, bone marrow biopsy, and she was found with a gammopathy, and the findings in the biopsy, she had a of the kidney, it was found a proliferative glomerulonephritis with monoclonal IgG3 kappa deposits concerning of monoclonal gammopathy. Period. The patient was transferred to Florida after the discharge. She was admitted to the hospital and she continued the hemodialysis because the initial presentation was acute kidney injury. Period. The patient is in the stage renal disease. The main concern has been the presence of arterial hypertension. The medicines that are used in the treatment of the arterial hypertension, including the administration of carbidopa 25 milligrams twice a day, doxazosin 2 milligrams BID, losartan 100 milligrams every day, nifedipine ER 60 milligrams on daily basis, period. The patient continues to have a sustained hypertension. To the physical examination, the patient has right hemiplegia related to the stroke that she sustained more than 10 years ago. And she has pitting edema 2/4 in the lower extremities, that is rather apparent, period. The patient is going to be changed to a dry way of 67.5 kilos in order to be able to remove the fluid and control the blood pressure by decreasing the volume, period. When we had the opportunity to check the increase in the body weight from one dialysis to the other is no more than 2 kilos. So we are going to be more aggressive until we remove the excessive of fluid in order to control the blood pressure without changing the prescription in the medications. Number two, for the treatment of the gammopathy, the patient has been taken to the Florida cancer specialist, Dr. Yellow, YELLO, the medications that have been using, cyclophosphamide, dexamethasone, and bortezomib. B like in boy, OI, OR, T like in tango, E like in echo, Z like in Zulu, O like in Oscar, M like in Mike, I like in India, B like in boy. Bortezomib, 2.5 milligrams injection once a week. Apparently, there is improvement of the condition. Five courses of chemotherapy have been given, and the patient continues under evaluation of the condition by the oncologist. Following number, the patient has the stroke syndrome that we discussed with right hemiplegia. Following number, anemia that is related to the chronic kidney disease and the chemotherapy, as well as the gammopathy. We are going to reevaluate this case in a month in the office. Meanwhile, we follow her for her dialysis at the kidney center. Paragraph. I spent 15 minutes reviewing the admissions to the hospital and the laboratory workup. In the face-to-face conversation with the patient and the son, that is the caregiver, we used 30 minutes, and in the documentation, 10 minutes.